Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 2 of my third 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business to make $100,000 in the next 90 days to help aspiring entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And the reason why this is so important, because this is my third time doing a 90-day challenge. This time, I'm going to hit my goal of not only making $100,000 to grow a podcast business, and my additional goal is to help 100 podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. So this time, I'm less stressed and overwhelmed of trying to figure out everything, because now I'm understanding what I need to do to get in that position, and what, how I need to communicate, how I need to show up, and how I need to be consistent. I just have to be consistent, and how I'm consistently communicating with customers, how I'm consistently communicating with different people. Now I'm consistently putting myself out there, because as I'm putting myself out there, I have to understand that there's a process behind everything. As I'm understanding the process behind everything, everything is going to start making sense. Because now it's not just the process. Now it's not just the me trying to figure it out. It's me understanding that I have a lane that I want to stay in. As I'm staying in this lane, I have to reach out to more people. I have to communicate with more people. And so my biggest challenge during the first 90-day challenge was that I was trying to figure out how and what type of business I wanted to have. And then when I started my second 90-day challenge, I'm literally was on live while I'm streaming, trying to figure out the business I'm trying to have in the first place. And I'm like, dang, like I'm doing the same exact thing. And nothing is changing. Nothing is evolving, because I'm doing the same thing. If I want different results, I have to do different things. So day 13 came on the second 90-day challenge. And I was like, dang, I'm doing something wrong, because I'm doing the same thing. And not knowing me doing the same thing was going to help, was going to force me to figure it out for the next 90 days. However, now that I'm figuring, I figured out more than what I did on the first 90-day challenge and the second 90-day challenge, this third 90-day challenge is going to be the one where I accomplish this goal. I'm not going to be focusing only on one particular thing. I'm going to be doing content creation, since I'm the only one. I'm going to be creating a system around marketing for content creation. I'm going to be doing speaking engagement, going out to the public, doing different things. I'm going to hit my goal of not only making $100,000 to grow this business, but I'm also going to be helping 100 aspiring podcasters launch their podcast, grow their podcast, make money from their podcast. For instance, before we get into it, before we get into day number 2, I want to read this post that I saw. And when I saw it, I said, I know I'm in the right lane. And this is on Threads. Okay, I literally just opened it up, and the first thing it said, if you know someone who has launched a podcast, give them a hug. They need it. It's a lot more work than it appears. Trust me, they deserve a hug. I'm going to like that and say that is true because so many different people are launching their podcast. However, so many people don't understand that they are not alone. I literally just opened up Threads and that was the first thing that I saw. Why is this important? Why am I communicating with you? Because I understand the route that I'm in. Let me know where you're chiming in from. What's going on, chat? Come in. Talk to me below. And the whole purpose of me of doing this challenge is that I want to show the process and what it takes to get to from point A to point B, from point B to point C. When I have a goal, the goal is going to. I'm only focused on the goal. I'm only focused on the amount of people I can help, and it's going to be a lot. And for those of you that's coming on, let me know where you're chiming in from, because as I open up Threads is a social media platform. If you know someone who has launched a podcast, give them a hug. They need it. It's a lot more work than it appears. Trust me, they deserve a hug and more. I definitely agree. Oh, somebody didn't come and say, just put out my second full episode this morning. It's a podcast platforming the health stories of women and gender diverse people. So people are podcasting and people have a lot of problems with podcasting. So this is great just to see it because so many different people are struggling with. Here go another one, podcast suggestions. Great question. Question. Somebody said podcasting suggestions ? Great question, comma. Have you Failure is Knowledge podcast is a great podcast. Hold on. Failure is Knowledge podcast is a great platform to learn. To learn how to turn setbacks into success. There we go. Hold on. It's a great platform to learn how to turn setbacks into success. 100 sign. All right, so this is what I'm reading. I'm typing right now. Podcast suggestions? ? Somebody said that. I said, great question, comma. Failure's Knowledge podcast is a great platform to learn how to turn setbacks into success. Send. Why am I doing that? Why am I commenting and interacting online? First off, what my biggest struggle was that I wasn't communicating about podcasting and how I can help and why is it so important? Because I didn't even know the importance of podcasting and the challenges that one faces, because I literally forgot. Like when you go through the phase of trying to figure out what you would like to do, as you're doing what you have been doing for quite some time, you forget about the lessons that you've learned. However, when you discover the lessons that you've learned are the same lessons that people are going through, this is how you can help people. My goal is to have a business around something that I've already done, around something that I'm already doing, or around something that I'm currently doing at this moment in time. And this is going to not only help me accomplish this goal, but it's going to help me achieve and help 100 people launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. And the only way I will be able to do that is if I'm speaking about it on a consistent basis. This challenge, I'm going to hit that goal of growing a podcast business to make $100,000. I'm going to track everything. I'm going to document everything. And as I'm documenting everything that I'm showing and displaying, I want to be 100% transparent. Like, it's going to be hard work. However, if my message stays consistent and I show up every day speaking about podcasting, and whenever I go to a different place, whenever I go to a different environment, if I talk about podcasting, I'm gonna be known as the podcaster. So when I start speaking and when I speak about podcasting, I'm going to be known about the speaker who spoke about podcasting, because when I speak about podcasting, people are going to remember. But why is that important? If I want a business around podcasting, I have to talk about podcasting. That was my biggest challenge during the first challenge, that I wasn't speaking about it enough. I was figuring it out. I was trying to put it together. I was trying to find the pieces of the puzzle and just trying to put them together. What I didn't recognize was that it was so many pieces to the puzzle that it became overwhelming. It became overwhelming. Just picture this. Just picture this. Let me get my pen out. Let me demonstrate what I'm speaking about at this moment. And I'm not going to be talking for the whole time. However, this is the lessons that I've learned. And I want to teach the lessons first before we get to the work today. Because the work today, let me tell you what the work is going to consist of. The work is going to consist of. What's up, darling? The work is going to consist of finish putting together social media posts so that way I can have them lined up. But today, like we went over yesterday was about the podcasting post. And so today is going to be about failure posts, like different quotes for failure, different people who has failed and succeeded, and different people who has succeeded and failed. There's so many different people who has succeeded. And when I didn't recognize, when I came up with the brand, with the podcast of Failure is Knowledge Podcast, is that so many people have failed. I'm thinking, let's just use The Rock as an example. The Rock is the best, is the most known person in the world. I would have never thought he failed until he spoke about it. I would never thought it was a challenge for him until he explained the failure that he was going through. See, he literally, when he started to wrestle, he was trying to figure himself out. That's what we all are doing. We are trying to figure it out. So this is what I want to do. I want to show the work. I want to show this example because this example is going to be great. This example is going to be great. Not going to lie. Then after the example, we're going to get into it. We're going to post 10 posts for today. And then after we post 10 posts for today, we're going to also finish. We're going to finish putting together the post for social media. So that way, as the challenge goes on, I can post different things about podcasting, about failure, about different interviews that I've completed, and so on and so forth. And so this is going to be great because it's all about podcasting and helping entrepreneurs who are interested in launching their podcast have more confidence, have more courage, and have the direction to follow. So this example right here is pretty great because it is mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. When I discovered this, it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a whole different perspective. Rights reserved. Okay, there we go. All right. So let me know in the comments if you can see the screen. Let me know if you can see the screen and let me know if you're able to view it and hear me at the same time. Let me see. There we go. Let me know in the comments if you can see the screen. God, dog, this is ugly. I digress. So you have a piece of puzzle right there. There we go. Then you have a piece that look like this. Then you have a piece that look like this. Okay. Then you have a piece that look like this. All of this are pieces to the puzzle. Hello. Pieces to the puzzle. Oh, God, no. Puzzle. Did I spell puzzle right? I think I did. So, notice how on the picture, none of the pieces are alike. None of them are alike. None of them are similar. None of them are the same. None of them looks alike. Why is this important? My biggest challenge was that when I was trying to figure out what the circle goes to, I was trying to figure out the business. Business. Right here. There we go. Business. Question mark. And just like I was trying to figure out what the business was, I was trying to figure out who I can help. And just like I was trying to figure out who to help, I was trying to figure out how I can help. And even though I was trying to figure out the type of business I would like to have, who I would like to help, how I can help them, I was trying to figure out what I can help them with. Why is this important? When I decided to do the 90-day challenge for the third time, it was because I discovered the type of business I want to have. I discovered how I can help people. I discovered who to help. And I discovered what I can help them with. And the reason why this is so important, because now I understand the importance of clarity. All of this leads to clarity. Why is that important? I have to have clarity in order for me to serve my customers. If I learn how to serve my customers, if I learn how to serve my customers, if I learn what to give my customers, I will be able to reach my goal of going to podcast business to make $100,000 while helping 100 aspire entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money for their podcast. And so it was a game changer because now I'm not guessing anymore. Now I'm not trying to figure out the piece of the puzzle that goes to the wrong place. Whereas if I have a square that fits a square, I have a piece of the puzzle. If I have a circle that fits a circle, I have a circle that I have another piece of the puzzle. If I have a triangle that fits a triangle, upside down triangle, guess what? I have a piece that fits. I have information that shows me. And this looked like geometry, and I was not good at geometry. However, the whole purpose of finding the piece of the puzzle is finding the piece that you're going to focus on and place it in the right position, place it in the right place, and place it in the right discovery because you're discovering yourself. So that is a great lesson. That's what I wanted to go over right quick for that moment, because the pieces are coming together, the clarity is coming together, the understanding is coming together, and I also understand, like, the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you develop. And I have to be willing to develop over time and not overnight. So I have to give myself some grace to understand, like, I'm growing. Maybe not as fast, but I'm growing, you know, I'm developing. And over time, everything adds up. So We're going to get to it. Just like yesterday, I'm going to read out the post that I'm going to be creating. And the post is going to revolve around failure. How many people has failed? How many people how many people has failed, what they've learned, what they discovered, and so on and so forth. And so this is going to be great because I understand that I have to expand the way I'm marketing, expand the way I'm using social media. And why that's important is because the more creative I become, the more I will be able to connect with others. Hold on. All right, there we go. All right, so let me know where you're typing in from, chat. Let me know. All right, so I'm going to read the quotes. Let me go back to chat. Shout out to ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT. it saves a lot of time to put things together. A lot of times to put things together. And so that's what we're going to go over today. That's what we're going to go over today. All right. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. Today, what time is 10:27? I started a little bit late because I was supposed to do it at 8:30, but I started like a hour and a half later. Plus, today is the first. I digress. Let's go ahead and get to it. Alrighty. So this is going to be the tiring part because I got to copy and paste them all into like a chart. And then once I have the chart, I can put it into Canva. Then once I put it into Canva and so on and so forth. So this is going to be the most tiring part. However, I'm not just going to be looking at the screen and just be quiet. I'm going to read it and I'm going to interact with y'all. So chat, let me know what y'all think. Chat, let me know what y'all think about the quotes. So get ready because these quotes are actually pretty good. Like when I saw them and saw some of the people that said them, I was like, that's crazy. All right. So, some of these. Okay. Well, the first one is failure is another stepping stone to greatness. Oprah Winfrey said that. And I'm just going to copy and paste it, and then I'm put it. Oh, it's already right there. Okay. It's already right there. And then it say the takeaways, every setback you encounter can actually bring you closer to achieving greatness. So view failures as steps forward rather than the end. See, that's what I like about failure, because so many people has failed, but you would never imagine that they have failed based off of, like, their level of success. I can't lie and say that they, you know what I mean? Like, their level of success don't kind of make them human. Because, like, how do you know that they experience the same thing unless you talk to them, unless you speak to them? And so, am I judging? Probably. However, I'm human, you know what I mean? So, I'd rather see people fail, talk about their failure, talk about their lessons, rather than just the success. The success is cool and all, but I want to see what you failed at. I want to see what you learned. I want to see why did you learn it and how did it help you in life? You know what I mean? So it's a process behind everything. Here go another by Michael Jordan. It says, I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. And that was by Michael Jordan. I actually have a picture of that one. I can't even. Dang, hold on. I think I have a picture of that. Because when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I like that. Michael Jordan failed. What the mess? Michael Jordan. Yeah, I do have it, bro. Hold on. I can accept. I'm. Oh, my God. Let me see if I can show the picture. I can just share it with the screen. Hold on. That's crazy. I'm like, bro, I remember that quote from somewhere. And whole time I had this quote. Hold on. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Hold on. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Bro, that's crazy. I literally remember taking a picture. Hold on. I can't see it. There we go. Okay, hold on. This is the quote. I took this picture back in 2023. January 25th, 2023. Oh my God, bro, nothing missed. Okay, I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. Okay, backstory, real quick. Let me come back to the screen. Hold on. Backstory. So this is how I actually got the picture. First off, when I was staying in Little Arkansas, because this was taken January 25th, 2023, and when I went to the school to speak, I literally went to the school to speak to a classroom, And during this time, I was talking to the kids. I had spoken with the teacher. I forgot her name. I got to look up her name. But what surprised me was that, one, they said I could come in and speak to them. Two, I didn't really know what I was going to speak about. Three, when I saw this quote, it didn't make sense then, but it made sense now. Everyone failed at something. Like, bro, that was literally Michael Jordan. And during that time, first of all, I don't know what made me wear a suit to a school. I had wore like a pink suit. And then like when the kids came up to, that was like, are you a substitute? I'm like, nah, bro, like I'm about to speak to y'all. That was a mistake. So when I start speaking in different schools, I know not to wear a suit. On the contrary, this picture right here, this quote right here, was on her wall. It was on her wall. It was like three different things, three different sayings on there. And the other one is, truth burns up failure. Oh, I'm sorry. Truth burns up error. And then the other was, education is the key to unlock the golden door of freedom. And I can't necessarily see this one. What I'm getting to is that I had doubt that I can actually help someone get to next level, get to next step, and help them become something different. And so over time, I had self-doubt because I didn't understand that I can help somebody, that I can help someone. And shout out to the OK program, Sergeant Davis. He actually gave me the belief that, like, he was like, Hump, you're more closer to the kids because you're younger and you can connect with them more. I had an issue with connecting because I didn't know I could connect. And so over time, it's like, dang, like, not only are you closer to the age, but you have done things that a lot of people haven't. And I reached out to my coach. I was like, my football coach, my middle school football coach. I reached out to him. I asked him. I said, Coach, you know, I'm thinking about going to speak to different schools, different programs, and just put myself out there even more. I said, but I'm confused on the type of problem that I can solve for these kids. Like, I'm not aware of that. Like, I don't understand it. And my last name is Humphrey. And when I play football or whatever the case is, I always get called Hump, like H-U-M-P. And he was like, man, Hump, you gotta recognize, like, some of these kids ain't never left their hometown. And during that time, I was talking about Little Rock, Arkansas. Some of these kids ain't never left Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm like, what you mean? Like, some of these kids, they never, like, he was like, Hump, you'll be giving these kids hope. You'll be giving these kids life. You'll be giving these kids an opportunity to look out for something. But see, when he told me that, when I spoke with Sergeant Davis from the OK program, it was a confirmation that I can help others. Not only become someone different, but to have hope within themselves. And that's when I start to have hope within myself to know that I can accomplish what I'm putting my mind to. You see, doubt stays within all of us. Well, it's doubt. I have doubt just as much as the next person. However, what I learned is that when I speak to people, when I communicate with people, when I ask questions, when I ask feedback, I hear confirmation. I hear that I'm helping. I hear that I'm not taking advantage of people. I hear that I'm helping people become their own somebodyness. You see, it takes time to believe that you're helping, but when I understood that I'm helping, I need to be doing it every single day. So that's the backstory behind that picture. I'm going to show it again for those of you just coming in. And I'm going to show it, and this is what we're speaking about right now. It's a quote by Michael Jordan. And he says, I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. That was from Michael Jordan. Phenomenal. God, dog. Like you never know what you have until you think about what you got. You know what I mean? So that's a great quote. You never know. You never know what you're gonna lead to. You never know who you can impact. You just never know. You just never know. That's what I'm learning. That's what my takeaway is. That's why, like, I'm not going to stop until I hit my goal, until I accomplish my target, until I help 100 podcasters. Like, my goal is to help a million podcasters in my lifetime. However, for the next 90 days, I want to help 100. So it's a great discovery for sure. And then the takeaway from I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can accept not trying. Takeaway, Effort matters more than outcome. Don't let the fear of failing stop you from giving your best effort. And that's why I want to, that's why I really want to like focus on, like, it doesn't matter if you accomplish the goal. All that matters is that if you don't give up to reach the goal. And I'm not going to give up. 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 Why? Because I understand more of what I'm doing. So that was the second one. Great backstory. Great backstory. Here got another one. Our greatest glory is not in our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. That's good. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. And it's from Confucius. Confucius. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. Like, what? That is some wisdom right there. All right, so the takeaway from that one, I don't have a backstory behind that one. Nah, so I'm sorry. Like, all takeaway, strength and character are shown by resilience. Each time you get back up after a failure, you grow wiser and stronger. Hence, this is my third time doing the 90-day challenge, because I've grown wiser. I'm more educated. I understand more. So it's a game changer, especially when you understand, when I started to understand that I'm doing what I'm speaking about, and I'm improving. I'm not staying the same. I'm constantly growing. Great lesson, great discovery, great outcome. The next one is, it's impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not live at all. Ooh. In which case, you fail by default. God, that was from J.K. Rowling. Like, these quotes are actually pretty good. Like, I'm glad I actually thought about doing something like this, because I know that I respect people. Not necessarily respect people, but I know everyone has a backstory, and they don't just have what they have because of what they did to get there. They have what they have because of the lessons that they learned to accomplish the things that they would like to have. And so it is a great lesson. Takeaway for it's impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all. In which case, you fail by default. It's from J.K. Rowling. And then the takeaway from that one is, living too safely is its own failure. Embrace life fully, which means taking risks, sometimes failing to truly live and learn. Woo! That's good. That is good. That is good. All right. So the next one is Secret of Life. Here go the next one. Hold on. Let me know, chat. Let me know what you think of this failure. Let me know what you think of this quote right here. It says, the secret of life is to fail. Hold on. I messed up. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. The secret of life is to fall 7 times and get up 8. And this is from Paulo Coelho. No, something like that. And this one. That was actually pretty good. Let me know what you think about that one. The secret of life is to fall 7 times and get up 8 times. Oh, that's good. God, though. Like, I failed a lot in my life. I failed a lot. That's crazy. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. And then if you fail 8 times, get up a 9. Like, you're constantly getting up and evolving. You have to get up and evolve more within yourself, because the more you get up, the more you learn. Oh my God. The more you get up, the more you learn. It's not about the end of the world. Failure is going to teach you more of what you did not know. I took my driver test 4 times and I failed 3. And when I passed the last time, it's because of the first 3 failures. I'm not a good test taker. I'm not. In fact, when I was in high school, the ACT test or the test to get into college, I scored really low. By really low, my low score was like a 16. My highest was like a 17. But you had to get a 21 to be and qualify for some scholarships. I said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I took that test 4 times. Why? Because I wanted to get in college. I wanted to get in college, but unfortunately, I had to start at the basics. So, you know, it ain't bad. It wasn't too harsh, but you know. All right, here go another one. When you take risk, you learn that there will be times when you succeed and times when you fail, and both are equally important. And this is by Ellen DeGeneres. That's actually pretty good. When you take risks, you learn that there will be times when you succeed and times when you fail, and both are equally important. I literally just remembered doing a podcast when I first started my journey a while ago. And it was by, I read a quote by John Quincy Adams. And that quote goes like, I don't know because I gotta look it up. John Quincy Adams quote. Let's see if I can find the one I had read. Let's see. Is this it? Yep. This the one. Hold on. This the one right here. Not that one. This the one right here. When I came onto camera, this was like back in 2021, like a half a decade ago. And when I came onto camera, I remember putting my microphone on, and I came on and I read this quote. I was like, this quote is by John Quincy Adams. Patience and perseverance has a magical effect before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish. Oh my goodness. And one thing that I'm learning is that I've been doing the same thing for quite some time. I just didn't recognize what I was doing. Come on now. You do what you've been doing for quite some time. You just don't recognize the impact that you're having. I didn't recognize the impact that I was having because I didn't know I was making impact. Well, how do you know? Well, people start to tell me that you're making the impact. People start to tell me that the impact that you're making the impact on me. But many times in life, I just didn't know the impact that I was making. I digress. The next quote. This is from Malcolm X. Children have a lesson adults should learn. Okay. It sounded weird. Children should have a lesson adults should learn. To not be ashamed of failing, but to get up and try again. That's from Malcolm X. Children have a lesson adults should learn. To not be ashamed of failing, but to get up and try again. Why am I going to these quotes? Because I want to have people who have failed at something. I want people who's not, you know, they got success because success was given to them. No, I want to see the ones who worked for it. I want to see the ones who grind for it. I want to learn from the ones who actually put themselves in uncomfortable situations, took risks, took outcomes, took different approaches, and made something from themselves. So that's the people I want to watch. That's the people I want to learn from, and so on and so forth. So the takeaway from this one is, I'm going to read it again. Children have a lesson adults should learn, to not be ashamed of failing, but to get up and try again. The takeaway is to approach failure with the fearless mindset of a child rather than feeling shame. Bounce back and keep trying. That's how growth happens. And again, that quote is by Malcolm X. Okay, the next one. Failure is not the opposite of success. Hold on. It's a part of success. Oh, my goodness. That's from Arianna Huffington. Arianna Huffington. Like, what? Like, you would have never imagined. All these people have failed. Like, what? All these people have failed. All these people have tried. All these people have learned. Takeaway. Okay, let me read it again. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of success. Arianna Huffington. Takeaway. Don't view failure as a dead end. Every success story is built on lessons from mistakes. Failure and success are two sides of the coins. I made a video. This was actually a great video. This was when I was learning how to edit. And when I was learning how to edit, everything was coming together. And I was putting everything together. And as I was putting everything together, I had made this video. It was called Heads or Tails. And in this video, I proceeded to say that you have a 50-50 chance of winning. If you flip a coin, you can either get heads and or tails. You can only get two options. And when I made the video, when I edited the video, I put it out, I was surprised because this was something that I did. I was proud of what I've accomplished during that moment because I had an idea. I acted on a thought, and the thought didn't just stay in my head. I flipped the coin because it was heads or tails, because there's two sides of success. Failure and success. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You see, you can't pay nobody to fail. They just fail naturally because they learn it's something new. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right, here go another one. When we give ourselves permission to fail, we, at the same time, give ourselves permission to excel. Oh, and that's from Elosa Ristad or something like that. I don't know. let me try to look it up. I ain't saw that name before. I don't know who that is. Some of these people I don't know, but their quotes is powerful. Let me see. Hold on. Takeaway from that one, from when we give ourselves permission to fail, we, at the same time, give ourselves permission to excel. And Oslo Ristad or something like that. Takeaway, let go of the fear of failure by accepting the possibility of mistakes. You free yourself to reach your highest potential and excel. There we go. I do want to know who this is, though. Not gonna lie. I say I'm not gonna lie. Oh, she's an author, look like. Or actor or something. Let me just see what she does. Who is a music teacher? Oh, okay. A musicology. Oh, that's tough. She's a musicology. A Google search says she a musicology. I didn't even know you can do that or be called that. Let me see how you pronounce her name. Who is she's a musicology. Dang, I ain't trying to get copyrighted. Yeah, dog. Well, you know, we're going to have to wait for that one. Because they got music in it, but I'm trying to hear the pronunciation of the name, not the pronunciation of the music. She's a musicology. God, dog. I'm going to have to look her up. Let me see. What's her name? Oh. Ristad. I like to watch a lot of interviews. Let me see. Yeah, there we go. I'll wait for that one. Okay, let go to fear of failure. Alrighty, so now, here you go, next one. Many of life's failure are people who do not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. And this quote is from Thomas Edison. There's a film, Think and Grow Rich, and there's a part in there when one guy was digging for gold. And that was digging for gold for a long period of time. And even though they was digging for gold for a long period of time, they got to a point when the team, when everyone was like burnt out, like, man, we're not getting no results. We're not getting no prize from this. We're not getting no gold. And so he went to go talk to someone who was looking to, who was interested in buying what he already discovered. And as soon as he sold it, the person that he sold it to brought in someone who was like someone who understands the earth and things of that nature. And he was like, give us some time because the earth is going to shift 3 inches. Once it shifts 3 inches, you will find your gold. And so he waited. When the earth shifted 3 inches, guess what happened? He found gold. Whereas the person who was in front of him or who was digging for gold first, he gave up too soon. And the theme of that part was that you have to keep going because eventually you will find the gold. Eventually you will accomplish what you are looking for. Eventually it will come to life. But you have to keep doing it. You have to keep showing up rather than throwing in the towel so quickly. Keep the towel, hold on to the towel, and let the towel become so wet, you find a way to get back up. You find a way to push through, and you find a way to dig for gold. That was a great, great, great perspective. So many of life's failure are people who do not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Hello, I read that wrong. Many of life's failures are people who do not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. This is by Thomas Edison. The takeaway from this is persevere. Your next attempt might be the one that succeeds. If you quit too early, you might miss Trump by inches. Triumph? I don't know what that means. Triumph. I have to look it up. I will have to look it up. Here go another one. It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. And this is by Bill Gates. That is by Bill Gates. All right. This is what we're working on. We are working on creating failure posts, failure quotes. So that way we can not only speak about failure, but we can show other people who have failed and why it's so important to keep going. So this takeaway right here is fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. Excuse me, this is by Bill Gates. Enjoy your wins. The takeaway is enjoy your wins, but pay even closer attention to your missteps. Each failure teaches a lesson that success often can't, making you smarter moving forward. There we go. Okay. It's fine to celebrate. Only those who dare to fail greatly can achieve greatly. Oh, that's good. Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. That's pretty good. Well said. Robert F. Kennedy. That's who said that quote. All right, the takeaway. Big achievements require bold risk. You have to be willing to risk major failure if you want to reach major success. God, dog. Not gonna lie, that's pretty good though. Not gonna lie. Next one. There is no innovation and creativity without failure. Period. Brené Brown. Oh, Brené. I tried to recommend my mama a book. I think I said Brené. Was it Brené? Brené, I think it's Brené Brown. No, it's not. Well, I thought. All right, that was from Brené Brown. Takeaway, mistakes are non-negotiable part of the creative process. To make things or ideas, you must accept the likelihood of some failures along the way. That is a takeaway from that quote. You got another one, Bruce Lee. Oh, yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Don't fear failure, not failure, but low. Hold on. Don't fear failure, not failure, but low aim is the crown. In great attempts, in this glorious even to fail. Don't fear failure, not failure, but low aim is the crown. In great attempts, it is the glorious even to fail. Yeah, the takeaway from that is aim high. It's far better to pursue ambitious goals and fail than play it safe. Even a failure in a noble effort is honorable and instructive. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, that's what that means. Bruce Lee. Aim high. Alright, here go the next one. The one who falls and gets up is stronger than the one who never tried. Do not fear failure, but rather fear not trying. Roy T. Bennett. So the takeaway from that one is every comeback from a fall makes you stronger. The true failure is refusing to try it all. So be more afraid of not attempting than falling short. Do not fear mistakes. And go to the next one. Do not fear mistakes. You will know failure. Continue to reach out. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, now I'm more confident to reach out to different programs, schools, and really put myself out there to communicate with not only the younger generation, but to communicate with those who are trying but haven't had a breakthrough moment or haven't broke through what they are trying to get through. So that's what my goal is, to be honest. Don't let fear of mistakes paralyze you. Accept the failures when except that failures will happen, and keep striving outward. Progress comes from action, not inaction. You see, that's the whole. That's a whole process for sure. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again. This time, more intelligently. Henry Ford. That's good. That's good. Three times to have a goal of hitting a specific target and not hitting it, not even come closer. Like, my first challenge only made $214, but I had to invest it back into the business. And I was around $10 and some change. But I kept doing it. I kept showing up. Kept trying to figure out what I was doing. And it gave me like so much confidence that I could keep failing. Because eventually I would get it. The takeaway from failure is simply the opportunity to begin again. This time more intelligently. And it's by Henry Ford. Takeaway. Every failure carries a lesson. Treat your mistake as feedback. Use that new knowledge to restart smarter and better than before. That's what I'm literally doing. Starting better than before instead of better than before. Yeah. Do you know? All right, let's get to the next one. Well, how far we are? Oh, we got a little minute. God, dog. Well, this is all I'm doing on live today anyway, so that's cool. If you fail, never give up, because fail means first attempt in learning. And it's by APJ Abdul Kalim. Excuse me. Oh, I gotta go. God, don't get. The takeaway from that is redefine failure as a learning step. Each fail is just your first lesson on how to succeed. Persistence and learning go hand in hand. I'm actually glad I'm doing this, because this is phenomenal. This aligns well with my brand. Success is 99% failure. And that's by Socrory Honda. And then the takeaway from that is the vast majority of success is built on trial and error. Countless small failures from foundations upon which 1% of breakthrough success is achieved. God, dog. Success is 99% failure. Do you know how many times you gotta fail in order to succeed in life? Jesus Christ. That's crazy. Like, what? That's tough. The vast majority of success. So this is the foundation of what we're gonna grow into. Before we get a team, the company is gonna be built off failure. Like, before I start working with other people, I need to know that it's okay to fail. And I'm learning that it's okay to fail. So whenever I start working with others, I'm going to emphasize it is okay to fail. How many times have you failed today? How many times have you just learned something new today? How many times, you know, failure is going to be the takeaway from working with me. So if you want to work with me, get ready to fail. If you want to work with me and be able to grow from your failure, shoot me a message. Be in love to see if we could potentially find the best fit for you. Let me know, and then we can talk about it then. The next one is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. And takeaway is not trying guarantees failure. Every opportunity you pass is a missed chance. So take the shot, even if there's a risk of missing. The next one, the difference between average people and achieving people is the perception of response to failure. That's by John C. Maxwell. And this takeaway, your mindset about failure defines your success. High achievers see failure as feedback and opportunity. While average people see it as a verdict, choose to respond with learning and persistence. Let me know if you like that chat. Next one, ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better. And this is from Samuel Beckett. Samuel Beckett. Takeaway from this is embrace an iterative mindset. Each time you try and fail, you learn to fail better, meaning you're one step closer to eventually getting it right. That's it. You see, like, eventually you'll get it right. Eventually. Not overnight, though. Not gonna lie, you're not gonna get it right though. Not gonna lie. You're not gonna get it right the first time. Dang, I only got one bottle up here. God dog it. Dang, I only got one water. I gotta sip that water slowly. Dang, man. I didn't grab no water bottles, man. That's cool. That's cool. See? Failing lie. Here go the next one. The fastest way to succeed is to double your failure rate. That's actually pretty good. Thomas J. Watson Jr. And I just thought about this. Whenever I do presentations, this can actually be incorporated into the slides and presentation, because I talk about failure and how people and how you turn setbacks into success, but you have to be willing to fail in order to succeed. So this is going to be great. In fact, when I get off live today, I'm going to send my Sergeant Davis and Mr. Clayton and the teacher. What was the teacher name? I got to think about it. I'm going to send them a thank you message. The next one, you may be disappointed if you fail, but if you are doomed, you don't try. Oh, dang. Right, Beverly Seals. Beverly Seals. That's who said that. Alright. Takeaway. The sting of failure is temporary, but the regret of never trying is forever. It's far better to take a chance, even if you fail, than to do nothing and miss potential success. So you gotta be courage. You gotta have courage to fail. Fear kills more dreams than failure ever will. Susie Consimi. Alright, take away from this one. Fear of failure is more destructive than failure itself. If you let fear stop you, Fear of failure is more destructive than failure itself. If you let fear stop you, you'll never even get to the point of failing or succeeding. Be brave and pursue the dreams despite the risk.